Intelligence is helped by secret good deeds. Good deeds done in secret lead you on the path to intelligence. If you don't practice secret good deeds, but rely only on your intelligence will outsmart you. This is a verse by the ancients. It talks about the connection between intelligence and secret good deeds. The first line says, Intelligence is helped by secret good deeds. Why are we intelligent now? It's because in the past we did some true good deeds without letting people know about it. As it is said, if you do good deeds hoping people will see you, that is not real goodness. If you do bad deeds and fear people will find out about them, that is great evil. What is meant by secret good deeds? It means you help others and relieve their suffering, but you don't let anyone know that you're doing it. Then you are truly doing a good deed. When we alleviate the pain and suffering of living beings, that is known as doing goodness in secret. We alleviate their suffering and resolve the difficulties and calamities. We cause all the unfortunate things to disappear and the auspicious things to happen. That is also called secret goodness. If you do a good deed and publicize it, telling everyone what you've done, that is not true goodness. You are just fishing for fame and profit. You expect to gain something, and you're not being sincere. It is our basic duty as people to do good deeds. Each and every person should do good deeds. However, we have forgotten our responsibility, and we don't want to do good deeds. When we do even the smallest good deed, we want to publicize it, and we feel very pleased with ourselves. We are nothing but an evil one among the good, a thief among the virtuous. We are simply fishing for fame and going along with the worldly crowd. We have no principles, and we are a thief among the virtuous. So when we do good deeds, we should just treat it as our responsibility, and we shouldn't feel smug. If you do good deeds, hoping people will see you, that is not true goodness. If you do bad deeds and fear people will find out about them, that is great evil. When you do bad deeds, you're afraid people will know that you've done them. Why? Because you've done something sneaky and underhanded, not out in the open. For example, if a person commits murder, he's afraid of being punished by law, so he doesn't confess. He uses all kinds of methods to cover himself, and he doesn't admit his crime. That is great evil. If a person steals something and doesn't tell anyone else, that is also great evil. In general, if you do something against the law, something underhanded and not out in the open, that is evil. And if you're afraid people will find it, then that is great evil. So it is said, intelligence is helped by secret good deeds. Why are you intelligent now? Because in your past life, you created some merit and virtue. You did some truly good deeds. As a result, your mind is generous, and your body is healthy, and you are intelligent. For example, if you print and distribute sutras, causing people who read them to reform their faults and become good, and to realize that they should return to the source and search for the truth of human life, then you have done something of merit and virtue. You have caused people to reform and renew themselves, to refrain from evil and to practice all good. These are all good deeds done in secret that you do without people noticing. You work quietly and toil with diligence. And so in this life, you are intelligent. The good deeds that you did in secret have helped you to become intelligent. Good deeds done in secret lead you on the path to intelligence. Since you did meritorious work without letting people know about it, this fostered your intelligence. For example, if you print sutras, ignorant people will be able to read them and become wise. Since you help others to gain wisdom, your own reward is to become intelligent. If you cause others to become stupid, then in the future you will also receive the retribution of being stupid yourself. If you don't practice secret good deeds, but only rely on your intelligence, that is, if you rely on your ghostly cleverness and your smart bugs, and you use your intelligence to cheat others, then not only is your intelligence useless, it's actually harmful, because you don't know how to use your intelligence well. Instead of continuing to do good deeds in secret, you use your intelligence to gain fame and benefit. You are a very smooth talker, and you deceive people with your words. Then your intelligence will outsmart you. It is said, without cleverness, one could not become a treacherous official. For example, in China, the general Cao Cao was extremely clever, as smart as a ghost. The emperor Yao was also as wise as a spirit. Spirits know everything, and so did Emperor Yao. He had great wisdom. In China, Emperor Yao was the first emperor who passed the throne and the kingdom to a sage, to the great Shun. Why did he do this? Because he felt that great Shun was a very filial person. By entrusting the kingdom to a greatly filial person, he knew that the people would receive this person's protection and enjoy blessings. And so Emperor Yao yielded the entire kingdom to Great Shun. The two emperors are called Tang and You Yu because Great Shun came from the clan of You Yu and Yao came from the clan of Tao Tang. Yao and Shun are the two emperors who yielded the kingdom to sages. And so at that time, the world was in its golden age. Emperor Yao yielded the throne to Great Shun, and later Shun passed it on to Emperor Yu. After that, Yu passed the throne to his son. If you look at the history of China, Emperor Yao was the only one who yielded the throne in this way to Emperor Shun. He is a good model for all of us. Why was he able to yield it? Because he wasn't selfish, and also his own son was unfilial and not fit to rule the country. Because he saw that his own son couldn't rule the country, he went out looking for a worthy successor. He sought out the great Shun. Before he saw the great Shun, he went to search for the hermits Cao Fu and Xu You, hoping to give the kingdom to them. These two hermits were very pure and exalted. When Xu You heard the emperor's request, he immediately went to the river to wash out his ears. Cao Fu asked him why he was doing that, and Xu You said, "Well, Emperor Yao wants to give the kingdom to me, and hearing that request made my ears dirty." Now, if someone were to offer the kingdom to us, that's something that would be beyond our wildest dreams. But that ancient man of pure integrity didn't even want the kingdom when it was offered to him. He went to the river to wash out his ears. And his friend, who was watering his ox at the river, said, "Well, if you're washing out your dirty ears here, then I can't let my ox drink this dirty water." And he moved upstream. See how pure and incorruptible the ancients were. We people nowadays are very greedy and insatiable. When we can't obtain what we want, we lose our temper, and then we do some stupid things. That is greed, anger, and stupidity at work. We who are students of Buddhism should truly understand the principles and not be muddled. We shouldn't crave small bargains. We should be willing to take great losses and not crave petty gains. If you can put down worldly affairs, you will naturally accomplish your work in the Buddha land. So if we wish to be intelligent, we should do more good deeds in secret. If we don't want to be intelligent, then we should just act like pigs who eat their fill and then fall asleep, and then wake up and eat again. Just be irresponsible and don't fulfill your duties. Just procrastinate and don't be serious. Then you'll end up as dumb as a pig. So if we wish to ascend to a higher level and become superior people, then we should perform good deeds in secret. If we want to fall, then we can chase after fame and profit and advertise ourselves. The more we advertise, the lower we fall in life after life, and we end up stupid. This is the law of heaven. So as human beings, we must select what is good and follow it, take what is bad and change it. If it is the way, we should go forward vigorously. If it is not the way, then we shouldn't walk upon it. We must fulfill our obligations as people and clearly recognize the principles of cause and effect. We shouldn't fail to carry out our duties. We should do our job properly. If we procrastinate, then our retribution will also be that way. Whatever cause we plant, we will receive a corresponding fruition. Therefore, we should warn ourselves not to be careless in our conduct as people. If we are careless, then in each life will be worse than the last. In the future, not to mention not becoming Buddhas, it will be hard for us to even become ghosts. The path of human life is such that if you don't ascend, then you have to descend. Those who do good and practice meritorious deeds will ascend, while those who commit offenses will fall to become animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings. It's not fixed. You might even become some sort of tiny animal. None of it is fixed. It all depends on what kind of causes you plant, and you will receive the corresponding retribution. So, Buddhists who understand the law of cause and effect should not make mistakes regarding cause and effect. Don't lie and cheat. Don't refuse to admit your own mistakes. If you don't admit them, then you will fall in the future. And if you tell lies, then your future retribution will be very devastating.